she was actually a mixed up father.
Okay, and we're back. This is Ray Mitchell with my two guests, Courtney Cahill and Kyle McPherson from the DA's office, and what they specialize in is domestic abuse. And we're going to go right to the lines. Good morning, you're on WSAR.
Hi, good morning. My name is Jennifer Blum. I was actually a victim of domestic violence, and I had Kyle as my attorney.
Okay.
So I would like to say thank you to him and to Courtney Cahill for the great job they did in making it so that my sons and I can live a nice, healthy life.
Yeah, now, if you don't mind my asking a couple of questions, and if you can't answer them, feel free to say I can't answer that. But obviously, this was your husband that was in...
It wasn't my husband. I didn't marry him.
Okay.
He was actually the father of my two sons.
Okay.
Good morning, Jen. How are you doing?
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Courtney. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So, here's a person that both of you people were quite instrumental in getting out of a domestic violence situation.
Well, Jennifer is one of my heroes, and I think I've told her this many times before. I was in the military. I did a lot of exciting things. But some of the things she was willing to do were nothing short of heroic. She got out of a terrible relationship. And the main thing was she was just willing to tell us what happened. And at every step of the process, victims are met with some sort of resistance. And we do our best at the DA's office to help them through that. But Jennifer did a great job. The case ended up pleading out. It didn't go to trial, and I think the main reason it didn't go to trial is Jennifer was willing to testify, her adorable son was willing to testify, and finally tell the world what this man had done to them. And it was when you're in the busy Fall River Justice Center, is very busy, extremely busy courthouse, but I can tell you when she was reading her victim impact statement, you could hear a pin drop. People were dabbing their eyes, and it was a pleasure to get to know her and work with her. Now, we had some very tense conversations at times because it's a very tense subject, but I think we made it through okay, and I believe Jen has started her own program and a nonprofit to help victims as well. So she is truly
congratulations. A very successful person. Congratulations, Jen. I mean, you know, talk about a survivor, but you're now trying to help other people.
Well, it's because of Kyle and Courtney and the team I had at the police station that allowed me to finally live fear-free and be able to help other women. So really, I owe a lot of credit to the team that I had behind me, because if they didn't believe in me and support me and truly protect me the way they did, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so their efforts get to keep going because of them helping me, I'm able to help a lot of women. And so it kind of trickles down, and we've turned the cycle of violence into a cycle of peace.
Well, and Jennifer's case was interesting in a legal aspect, because this was a defendant who was actually released for a period of time and was taken into custody in New Bedford when they realized that he had a warrant, and we had a dangerousness hearing. It was a 3-day dangerousness hearing. Lots of evidence came in at that. But it was one. It was a. I don't know if Courtney was testing me because she gave me such a hard, complex case. But
I have faith in him, Jen.
She really
did the right thing. That's
threw me into the fire on that one. But again, because of all the, there was even a voicemail where he had just left this terrible what he was going to do to Jen and her children, and all of that evidence came in, and you know, right from the start, we knew what we were dealing with, and he got held. As a dangerous person, and then pled guilty, and it was very, I think, a very good result. And I think I'm thankful every day that I meet Jen, because it's
people like Jen must be an inspiration to help others. I mean, when people like her come forward and give you the whole scope of this story, and that's so paramount. If people want help, they can't hold back. They can't tell half the story. Or three quarters of the story. They got to tell the the full story as Jen did. And that's the only way you can really help them, is to know the entire story as to what has happened to these people. A lot of people want to go in and sanitize the story, and that doesn't help them or their children if there's children involved.
I think a lot of that is people don't want to tell the whole story because of the stigma that the culture and community has put on being a victim of domestic violence. They're embarrassed because for some reason the community blames them as opposed to their batterer, an abuser. And so sometimes victims don't want to give you the whole story because they stayed through abuse. They didn't reach out for help. And thinking back, nobody's going to believe me that I lived through this, so I really can't tell the whole story.
But Courtney, let me ask you a question. Do you think that's more perceived than reality, in that a person thinks that people think they are they're not the victim, but they were the cause of this happening?
Absolutely. Our society looks at victims of domestic violence and blames them for not leaving their abuser when they've done nothing wrong. The abuser is the one doing something wrong, and Jen might want to chime in on this one.
Go ahead,
Jen. It is absolutely true. I mean, for me, I lived in absolute fear for 13 years. So coming forward
13 years?
Was very difficult, because the obstacles and challenges that I had in coming forward were a matter of who was going to protect myself and my children, because I knew once I had come forward that there was just going to be a rash of things that were going to happen around me that were going to possibly cause harm for myself and my sons. The difference is that when I did come forward, I had a DA's office that truly protected me. And I was listening earlier, and Kyle had said that, you know, they really try to provide protection, and they do provide to protection. But as a victim, when you are manipulated for so many years, thinking that there's no one that's going to help you, you don't realize that there is help for you. So it holds you back from ever wanting to make that step to get help, because what if that protection isn't there and that person is able to get to you? Then you've created a situation where you've angered the person. In my situation, it was going to be a life or death no matter what.
Wow. And you felt that this person would actually kill you for going forward.
Absolutely.
Well,
wow.
So in those cases where you, and that's why we set up under Courtney's direction here through the DA, we set up the teams to so that way a victim doesn't have to deal with a lot of different prosecutors. They don't have to tell their story to a lot of different individuals. Jen had one advocate that worked with her was assigned to the case with me, and we knew the ins and outs of the case. We knew everything that was going on with her. We knew what made her son nervous. We knew what made her nervous. And I think just a part of that is, the teamwork aspect of it, it lends the victim the sense that, you know, we take this very seriously. This is not something that's just going to get passed off. I remember there was one date on the case where it was a pretty perfunctory legal, the case was getting a date for a pretty boring legal reason, and I had written all over the file, no one is to answer on this case but me, and someone else did. I ran in there immediately, had to call, Jen, make sure everything, that she knew that was obviously a mistake, and it's as upfront and honest, and I tell victims this all the time, as upfront and honest as they are with me, I am equally as honest to them. If it is a case that commands jail time, I tell them right away. There is no there's no beating around the bush. We rip off that Band-Aid and we get into what is really going to happen in the courtroom and go through with the process.
Did this person, was this person incarcerated?
Yes.
For how long?
I apologize. I do not remember the exact.
Do you remember, Jen?
I do. I'll never forget.
I was going to say, Jen knows.
Jen has it down.
He received the maximum, which is 2.5 years for Massachusetts for my trial.
Are you serious?
Yes, but it's, everything happens for a reason. So after I came forward, I actually knew of another woman. I was one of 6 women that were abused by this man. I was number 4. And there were 2 women that came after me. So I had known about one of the women that had come after me that originally had charges but then dropped her charges because she also was in fear. So when I came forward, I let the police department know about her, and the DA's office and the police department were able to get in touch with her attorneys, which were in Rhode Island. And after my case was finished, her case came forward, and he got a 10-year sentence, 4 years to serve, 6 years probation in her. So he's out of Massachusetts now. He's currently at the ACI, in which, unfortunately, he still will be getting out in February 2018, which is still, as far as I'm concerned, and any of us victims of his is concerned, is not enough time. But it didn't just end with me. It continued. Other women felt the need to come forward and state their cases and get what they felt was necessary for their own safety. So it's continued, which has been good.
And I think you made a really good point. You talked about the police department following up with the other victims, and a shout-out, big shout-out to the Fairhaven Police Department mm-hmm. and Detective Jablewski, who worked endlessly and tirelessly on this case.
And she still does. Yep. And, you know, I have a great relationship with my police department here since every single holiday that comes, I'm very grateful and thankful to Janice, because truly Janice was the first person that changed our lives. When I met her, she listened to me. She let me take my time because, again, coming forward, I mean, I said a lot of things, but I didn't actually tell my whole story because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how much trouble people were going to get into. I wasn't sure where I was going or how dangerous the situation was going to get for me based on what I would talk about. So she was very patient with me, and she was very patient with my son Hunter, and she allowed us to in time really come out with everything that happened. And as Kyle knows, I mean, Hunter remembered more things sometimes than I did because I had suppressed so much. And we had Michael Santos, who was your advocate there, who was amazing and has kept in constant contact with both my sons and myself, even after the trial. So it's truly been a great experience dealing with all of you because you've changed our lives, and I hope you all realize that you've changed our lives.
Can I ask you one other question? Have you ever gotten to another relationship since this happened?
I have.
Oh, good. Was it successful?
Yes, absolutely successful. I was very lucky to, you know, again, everything happens for a reason, and I was lucky to meet someone that was the complete opposite of that and actually taught me how to love again when I would have never even thought about that again.
God bless you.
Well, and
go ahead, just Kyle.
One last thing. Jen brought up Hunter, her son, and a lot of these incidents occurred in front of him, and I think that's that point really hammers it home for me, because I think to so many of your listeners, this may be a totally alien thing where they just, you know, are old school, and if they ever saw a man strike a woman, they would step up and do something about it. But think about that. This is a man assaulting, at that point, I believe Hunter was 8 or younger,
oh my God,
and would assault and to throttle their mother, to assault their mother in front of the child, to not only, you know, possibly create another abuser who's learning that behavior, but to also to terrify them in a way that is just, you know,
unimaginable.
A son not being able to help his mother. I don't know if there's a more helpless feeling in the world. But again, Jen's my hero. Hunter was my hero. He was. Kids are amazingly resilient, and anyone that met Hunter would know that. And I miss talking about video games with him, so I hope he's doing okay.
Hey, Jen, I want to thank you for your call. I'll tell you what, I think you're an inspiration for many of our listeners who listen to what you went through, what you experienced, and the fact that you came out of it, and the fact that you moved forward, you're moving on in your life. And you know what? God bless you, and God bless your son, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
And God bless you all, and thank you so much. And again, I can't thank you guys enough. What you've done for our lives, I mean, I know you do it all the time, but what you have done for us it's amazing, and I appreciate it because we didn't see life past where we were, and now our lives are just so completely different, and we live great lives, and we're not in fear anymore. So that is the most important part I could have ever imagined. So thank you guys so much for everything you did for us.
Okay, thank you for your call. I'll tell you what an inspiration. You're an inspiration to me. And I'll tell you, as I'm watching Kyle and Courtney talk about to you and talk about what you went through, you could see the admiration that they have for you also. So I think you've made a tremendous difference in their lives as well as they making a difference in yours. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay, and you also.
Bye-bye.
Okay, this is...